It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College volleyball team battled to four sets against conference foe Pratt, ultimately falling 24-25, 23-25, 27-25, 20-25 inside Arleigh Bryan Gymnasium on Saturday. The opening set featured 10 ties. Pratt scored the first 2 points and jumped out to an early 8-2 lead. The T-Birds battled back by scoring 6 straight points, tying the match at 8-all on a kill by freshman outside hitter Caroline Schrader. Cloud County then scored 7 of the next 10 points to capture a 4-point lead at 15-11. Pratt again found its groove, tying the match at 18. Later in the frame, Pratt staved off set point and managed to score the final 3 points to win the opening game 26-24. The Beavers carried their late momentum into their second set, controlling play and building up as much as a 7-point lead at 16-9. The T-Birds threatened down the stretch, getting as close as within 1 point on 2 different occasions before Pratt was able to escape with a 25-23 win. In the third set, Cloud County overcame an early deficit, at 1 point going on a 10-5 scoring run to hold a 19-13 advantage. The Beavers stormed back to tie the set at 19-all, marking one of 8 ties in the frame. A kill by freshman Carly Colgren put the T-Birds ahead at 26-25, while the set finished on a hitting error by Pratt, giving Cloud County the 27-25 victory. The T-Birds were unable to keep the momentum in the fourth set. Pratt led by as many as 7 points before picking up the 5-point win at 25-20. The T-Birds continue conference play this Wednesday in Great Bend when they take on Barton Community College at 6:30.